Sorry, we cannot give your prize to Matt Huff. You enjoy. What was he getting?
Some McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. And I may also throw in something else. It'll be a secret between me and him.
Oh, I can't wait to find out. I wouldn't accept that secret gift there, Zach. Watch out.
It's in the form of a text message.
For the past week.
Oh, hey. What an odd-looking thong. So, Matthew Huff, I think we have some of your music already in the system. There's a song you will be performing tonight. Did you write this specifically for Tornado Victims?
Yes, sir. Co-wrote it.
Bro, mm-hmm. I mean, bam, you guys whooped it up. I mean, you're an incredible talent. You just turned it around like that.
Yeah, well, thank you. I don't know how much time you got to talk about it, but it...
Well, like 35 minutes.
Everything that happened last Sunday, I actually left Conway in the area like 4.5 hours prior to, you know. So by the time I got to Nashville, it was all over everything, you know.
Wow.
So we kind of rode on this thing that week, a buddy of mine, Lance Carpenter, and man, we fell in love with it. So.
Well, we're going to play this song.
I listened to a little bit online. Mm-hmm.
We'll play the entire song into the break and let people enjoy it. So you're going to be at Dickie Stevens tonight performing it live.
Mm-hmm. Gonna be there. I think gates open 4:30, right?
And, correct.
I'm pretty sure I'm going on prior to the game. So
ceremony at 5:30. So I'm sure you'll be in that window. 6 o'clock first pitch, and it's all on the buzz tonight. But get over there and support. And
where are you gonna be set up out there?
I'm pretty sure on the field. I don't have
all the
specific details, but I will. I'll be tweeting about it later. I'm gonna go down probably around 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'll have more.
Have you ever performed on a baseball field?
Oh yeah,
like that pregame.
The last 2 years, I've done a lot of spring training stuff down in Florida. I've done the Pirates. I've done a lot of Pittsburgh Pirates stuff, and sang the anthem for them twice this year, and I did the Philadelphia Phillies at Clearwater.
So do they put you in the outfield typically, or is it like on one of the base lines?
Sometimes they put you right behind home plate.
Yeah.
But I've never done it past home plate, I don't think. So sometimes it's off to the side. Sometimes it's right behind. So
it's going to be quite an event.
It's pretty nerve-wracking. I know when I did the Phillies, there was about 11,000 people there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So. I'm sure you gained a lot of fans that day.
You've been around the biz for a long time. You've had a lot of success in Nashville. You've been around here before. I mean, mm-hmm. You've been on the zone. I mean, come on, man. That's the pinnacle.
That's large.
But you're a guy that, you know, look, I mean, you could stay over there and be in the midst of one of the great music scenes in the country, but you do come back and, mm-hmm. and give back. And what's your hometown again?
I grew up in Mammoth Spring.
Okay.
Little north town. You know where it is?
They actually made a run. I love the high school basketball
state title
tournament
0-12.
Because these smaller schools, if you keep up with it, they make incredible runs. Prescott and Mammoth mm-hmm. Springs made some great runs. That's how I know a lot.
Where's
of the
your girl at? Former Razorback,
Kim Wilson.
We always talk about this. She's from Mountain something.
Yeah, Mountain Home, Mountain.
Nope.
Mountain View. Mountain View.
I think that's right. I drive mm-hmm. by when I go up there, and they have their sign up for state champion or state finalist XYZ years. I like those signs.
It's a big deal when you come from a small town.
It's awesome.
No doubt. It is cool. So, and then in addition to tonight, you are going to be performing for us tomorrow mm-hmm. at Wednesdays Out West. It's an ALS fundraiser that I hope folks will come out and take part in. Basically, you come out, you listen to Matthew, play some great music, and mm-hmm. You buy a couple of beverages, and it helps out the ALS Association and gives us an excuse to spread the word a little bit more about a deadly disease that we are all trying to raise awareness about, and it is also ALS Awareness Month, so certainly appreciate you, a tip of the cap.
Matt, I'm curious about a couple of things.
For joining us at that. I was going to mention, too, the other couple things he's going to get to this week, because you got an event Thursday, too, right? Aren't you doing something Thursday?
Well, I'm going to visit Arkansas Children's. I try to do that at least once a year, so sometimes I go play, sometimes we just go around and meet, and so it's... You know, you just go around and try to spread a little cheer. So.
And you
bring up the spirits.
Caps his week Saturday at the Rev Room.
That's it. You know, Friday night, we've been promoting that for the last couple months.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Saturday night.
Saturday night, yeah. Because we were saying Buzzbecue's the lead up, and then we're going to come over and watch you to nightcap it.
You know, I don't think you guys have made it out, so try to make it out this time.
That would
I'm
be fun.
Calling you out on radio. Right now.
Give me the exact time and day.
Saturday.
I think show starts 8:30.
That's early.
So I'll get in line at 8.
I have two supporting acts. Yeah, get in line early.
Okay. And this leads you to our next question. How do you determine what songs of yours to play at an event tonight? Mm-hmm. And I understand you already have the songs because of the album. But tomorrow night at an event like ALS, how do you determine what songs you're going to play for how long and that type of thing?
Well, I think it's we're there for a couple hours. And, those things, the benefit type things, I try to mix in as much crowd interaction. So, you know, it's just a fun and loose, an acoustic show for me is just fun and loose. And I can, you got five people there, they're like, hey, man, can you play some of my Luke Bryan, you know? So, yeah, just feed to the crowd.
What's the most common request you get?
I get a lot of Luke Bryan. You know, and
I get a lot of Luke Bryan too, but my wife's disappointed that she married me. So
Freebird.
You're gonna get some of that.
Freebird's obvious. Yeah. You know, that's and I don't even think that's a serious thing anymore. People just say it.
That person needs to be kicked out as soon as they yell that.
All those persons. Do you ever get people who come up and ask you to play a genre that you're completely unfamiliar or uncomfortable with?
Oh, yeah. All the time. I've been asked to play Taylor Swift several times.
But that's not the bad. It's not a bad genre. It's just a bad artist.
I agree with that.
Okay. Yeah. So what about, like, do you ever get any AC/DC or...
I do.
Okay.
I've gotten Nine Inch Nails before. And,
oh, I love it.
And I'm rocking my black STL hat, and I'm like, man, I don't play that. You know, I'm not in that genre.
Okay. What's you have a new album?
I do. Check it out.
Let's do it.
It's called Give It All I Got, and it's featuring my first release, A Little Bit of Crown.
And, we played that in the 10:30 hour.
We sure did.
Yeah, I heard that. Thank you. And that, you know, it's been real unique this week because this album just released April 17th, so it's real fresh. But since Lance and I...
smells like a brand new album.
You can smell the freshness
on
that, can't you?
It's got that scent.
Kind of like Cliff Paul. But
that's right, exactly.
But since Lance and I wrote that song this week, we have heavily campaigned the This Is Our Home song. Mm-hmm. So I've actually, even though this is so new, I've kind of put it on my back burner a little bit for this week. So, but everybody go check it out. It's called Give It All I Got, and the new single is A Little Bit of Crown.
Did you give it all you got?
Everything. I appreciate always.
How long does it take? From
you got to have a little bit left.
A little in the tank.
From like the first time pen touches pad when you start writing the first song to when you hand a CD to some slappy radio host, what's that length of time?
What's the process? I'll tell you, from my first album in 2010 to my second album, which I released in 2013, an album called Reflection, that was about a 2.5-year process. This album, I pulled some songs that I had wrote earlier, like around 2011, 2012, and put in here. But a lot of these were, you know, new songs between 2013 and 14 before I released this. So that I was very fortunate to have back-to-back albums in back-to-back years.
That's very cool. Mm-hmm. And he also has some acoustic tracks that are bonused here at the end of the album that you can check out. And one based on the life of Roger and myself, Little Man. Looking forward to hearing that one as well.
Little Man, big things, my friend.
Without a doubt. That was left out. That should be in parentheses behind there, but they ran out of room apparently. So it's Matthew Huff tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. Tomorrow, Wednesday's out west, and the big show on Saturday night at the Rev Room. So if you're coming out and filling your belly up with free barbecue, you might as well go over and check out Matthew Huff, for goodness sakes. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Anytime there's a show at the Rev Room, it's a happening.
It's always a good time. And I may see you guys Saturday afternoon.
You need to come out. Sure, you need to eat some barbecue.
Yeah, we don't love to.
Could you get Wade? Do you have a pre-meal ritual routine that you go through?
Well, sort of. I try to at least eat an hour and a half before show. You know, because you don't want to. And I think a lot of artists go up there and try not to cram right before a show because you don't want to be miserable, you know. So, yeah.
What do you stay away from?
Getting drunk.
Do you sip some of the happy stuff while you're on stage? I know a lot of guys do it. Yeah. It kind of adds to the whole kind of looseness to the show.
I don't. Very seldom will you see me drink prior to or during show, very
but
seldom.
After, forget about it. You just
sometimes,
blacked out.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's worked for us all these years.
Does it?
We've done so well. Pat and I have a ritual. We do three shots of vodka.
That's how we start the show.
Pat can handle that. All three?
Yeah, Pat can handle that.
Hey.
Sometimes he drinks my three, too. This is Our Home by Matthew Huff. It is a tribute to the folks who have been through a lot here recently. He'll be performing it live tonight at Dickie Stevens Park. We're going to play it in the break. We'll be back with more from Matthew Huff, a very talented individual. Probably the best artist in the history of Mammoth Springs. Is that fair to say?
By far.
With all due respect to the others. Yeah, the heartbeat in this town is stronger than any storm. We get up, pick it up, all the pieces and left behind. Clean it up, build it up, find a flag and raise it high. This is our all that's left are memories
hit my knees and cry. Thank God I'm alive. Another storm's lifted scars. But the heartbeat in this town is stronger. The heartbeat in this town is stronger. Stronger than any stone.